So you see how we use... Now, I didn't deal directly with the generalization because what I'm doing is I'm listening the whole time to see how generalized it is. And there they were both pretty specific. It was about either this or that. And as we did the other things, we didn't find that she was going to overgeneralize anything. But you saw me ask the questions for all the rest. Are there any of them you don't understand? Or do they make sense in the way you saw it demonstrate? Now, that was more complicated than what most people will have to deal with because she had two choices. And you'll notice where I had to start with her is, what is this that she's going to be trusting her guts about, her intuition? Because I couldn't make an image of anything to begin with. It was like, okay, trust your guts, but what are we talking about? Well, I have these doors that could open. Well, what's behind the doors? Then we find out she's attempting to make a choice, and you could tell she was split, right? And you know, without talking about it a lot, the further we went into the ecology, the more obvious it was for her what she would give up if she made the choice to just stick with taking the supervisor job, because she was giving up a part of herself. Yeah. Thank you. That was really an elegant demonstration of how ecology and checking ecology helps you be clear, more clear about what you need to do. So you're going to go do this. A vague outcome. You start with the vague outcome the person has. We don't know exactly what it is. You start with the first question for outcome. What is it that you want? You make sure it's something within their control and stated in the positive. And then you begin going through each of the ecology things. You don't have to do them in that order at all. You notice when she immediately started talking about the other people, it made sense to jump down and have her switch the perceptual positions with the others. Okay, so what you're doing as the guide is assisting them in exploring each of these and observing. And Rhea did such a wonderful job of showing us what happens when you're congruent or when you're really finding something that lights your passion versus something that would be a should to do. Yeah. Was an elegant demonstration of it. And now what I want to say out of this, we're not necessarily resolving the outcome, the issue. We're exploring what the ecology is involved with the issue. We're not necessarily going to, this is what's going to happen. We're not doing a change technique as such. We're just exploring, just like you do with outcomes, to find out whether it will work for you or not. And in the process, she knows what some of the issues are that she'll have to deal with when she makes her choice.